Akashwani presents World News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and US are close friends and natural partners. US President Trump says he is looking forward to speak with Prime Minister Modi. Gen Z representatives from various groups meet Nepal Army Chief at military base to present their issues. Israeli military confirms assassination attempt on top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha. And in Asia Cup cricket, Afghanistan beat Hong Kong by 94 runs in the opening match. Today, India to take on host UAE in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. He further said that the teams at both sides are working to conclude these discussions at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward on speaking with US President Donald Trump soon. Earlier, US President Donald Trump said on his social media platform, Truth Social, that he was looking forward to speaking with his very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, in the coming weeks. He said US and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. President Trump expressed optimism that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion for both of our great countries. The announcement by the US president came weeks after he imposed a 50% tariff on Indian goods, including an additional 25% penalty on purchase of Russian oil. The US Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments over President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs. The tariffs will remain in place while the court hears the case. The case follows a divided decision in late August from a federal appeals court in Washington that found that Trump overstepped his authority by relying on the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose the tariffs. In Nepal, Gen Z representatives from various groups met with Army Chief General Ashok Raj Sigdel late night at a military base to present their issues. A senior Nepali army officer interpreted this as an initial attempt to understand Genji's views rather than a formal negotiation. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for more. Shweta, what is the latest update you have for our listeners from Nepal?
You see, Pramod, after Prime Minister Oli resigned here and President endorsed the resignation, Nepali army took over Nepal at 10 p.m. to beef up its security and to secure the national integrity. At around midnight, Chief of Nepali Army, Sigdil Ji, had invited a representative of Gen Z to meet in the Jangi Akhada, where he could understand the viewpoint of Gen Z and exactly what they want from current situation, what are the expectations. And you see, as Nepali Army took over Kathmandu Valley here, the people who were rioting, looting, approximately 26 people have been arrested by Nepali Army for looting Bhat Bhateni in Radhe Radhe, looting Hyatt Hotel, and trying to steal from Banij Bank. So now army is trying to bring peace in valley, trying to control all those people who are looting in the garb of this protest. Back to you.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said violence in Nepal is heartrending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Meanwhile, government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. It is also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The government has also issued helpline numbers +977 980 860 2881 and +977 981 032 6134 of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu. Indian Airlines, including Air India and IndiGo, have cancelled their flights to Kathmandu as the airport in Nepal's capital has been temporarily closed. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported yesterday. Both the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel's Internal Security Agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. Hamas held the U.S. jointly responsible for the attack, citing Washington's continued support for Israeli aggression and crimes against Hamas people. The Qatari Foreign Ministry has condemned the strike as a cowardly act, describing it as a blatant violation of international laws and norms. Meanwhile, the White House said the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. Briefing the media, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt called the attack as unfortunate.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
India has expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli attacks in Doha. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said New Delhi is deeply concerned about the developments and their impact on the security situation in the region. Iran and International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, have agreed to enhance their cooperation in a way that respects Iranian sovereignty and protects the security of the Iranian people. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said this, affirming that Iran will not compromise its nuclear policy or rights again. He made the announcement during a joint press conference with Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati and IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi yesterday. And now news from the world of sports.
In the opening match of the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, Hong Kong managed to score only 94 runs for 9 wickets in their 20 overs, with Babar Hayat top scoring with 39 runs. The top two teams from the group will advance to the Super 4 stage, while Team India is set to begin their campaign today against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in a Group A encounter. Moving on to Asian Cup 2026, Indian football team finished their under-23 qualifiers campaign after thrashing Brunei 6-0 in Doha. However, it was not enough to book a spot at next year's under-23 Asian Cup in Saudi Arabia. And finally, in boxing, India's Nikhat Zareen and debutant Meenakshi advanced to the quarterfinals of the World Championships in Liverpool. Two-time world champion Nikhat defeated Japan's Yuma Nishienka with unanimous 5-0 decision in the women's 51 kg category. Payal Sharma, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and US are close friends and natural partners. US President Trump says he's looking forward to speak with Prime Minister Modi. Gen Z representatives from various groups meet Nepal Army Chief at military base to present their issues. Israeli military confirms assassination attempt on top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha. And in Asia Cup cricket, Afghanistan beat Hong Kong by 94 runs in the opening match. Today, India to take on host UAE in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.